Well, I think I can speak for the whole community when we found out last week when that 11-year-old was allegedly sexually assaulted for hours on end by some monster. There was an injection of terror that went through the wider community.
Well, it went from fury to relief back to fury.
Yeah, of course. And then on Saturday, when word started to filter out that our police had made an arrest in Beaumont Street of an alleged offender, again... there was relief. There was well done to our boys and girls in blue.
Yes.
And now we're all sort of waiting to see what happens next.
And we do not want to do anything that will interfere with the judicial system.
No. Nope.
So we wanted, though, to, you know, congratulate, something they don't get a lot of.
Yeah.
And talk about it today in the positive light of getting.
Yep.
Commander of Newcastle City Police is District Superintendent Brett Greentree. We've heard his name throughout this entire investigation. And we wanted to get him on, as you say, because we wanted to say a huge congratulations to our men and women of the police force. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Tanya and Steve. How are you?
Very well.
Brett, I noticed as well you're saying how much involvement you got from the community, which is a great thing too, isn't it?
Oh, just, it really was crucial, Steve. And I hope that I got that point across.
You did, yeah.
The weekend. And I said, quite generally, this incident sent shivers down the spine of everybody. And it did. So the community really came forward with information. So much information. It was nearly overwhelming, but that's a good thing. That is a real positive. The community provided information, CCTV, you name it, a lot of stuff, and it was crucial. It really was crucial in leading to the arrest on the weekend.
You know, the rest of us sit back, and it was discussed, you can imagine, at large via the community, not only in the days preceding your arrests, but over the weekend since. And we really are in awe and so proud of the staff and the policemen and women of the Hunter that did this. I mean, how did it happen so quickly?
Well, look, it's great, and we do appreciate it. But at the end of the day, you know, the police don't do it for accolades. I'm just the very fortunate figurehead. It is the troops on the ground that just did a great job and really took it personally. And I should point out the teamwork between the squads. We had the Child Abuse and Sex Crime Squad from Sydney lead this under the stewardship of my good friend John Kurletek, who was doing the media on the weekend. His team are just absolute professionals. And you throw in the Newcastle Police District officers from detectives, General Duties Police. It was actually General Duties Police who arrested the accused.
Wow.
So that was important. And not to forget, you know, even the civilians in our organisation, our intelligence analysts, and everybody really was working 24 hours a day on this, and we were very fortunate to get the arrest on the weekend. We're very thankful, but there is still a long way to go during the court process and a lot more work to do.
That's where we want to go with the court process, and everyone has to be careful here, but I'm very concerned over the weekend to see, you know, the face up on Facebook and it getting shared, and you must live in a very different world there too on a prosecution level.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. And I did do an interview on the weekend saying, you know, we have an accused person. There is a non-publication order and we need to be aware of that in terms of the identity of the accused and the little girl. And that's important. It's important for a number of reasons, but mostly the fact that we don't want to jeopardise any future proceedings. Mm. There is a long way to go, and it's a very important point that you raise there, Steve.
Now, obviously our hearts are still broken for the 11-year-old and her family, and we're curious to know, is there anything you can tell us about how she and the family are coping? Because, you know, if anything that can travel back to the family, we're holding them in our hearts, and it's just horrendous, and we're hoping they're getting the support they need to help her through this.
Yeah, yes, they are. And look, we can only speculate as to how you would deal with that and to even that situation. And fortunately, these type of incidents are very, very rare. But what I can say is that little girl is, and I described her as a hero, she is so brave and courageous. And her evidence that she's provided in her interview has been crucial. And then you wrap around the family unit that she has, which is very strong and courageous themselves. I cannot stress just how brave and supportive they have been of the police. Just an amazing family unit.
Aww.
And, you know, there's so many things, even people listening now are yelling out what they think, and we totally agree, and we're holding back because of the judicial system, but we'd love to talk to you later down the track about this very subject, because I think there's lots of things to talk about that can learn and make us all live a bit safer, but we'd like to talk to you that down the track if we can.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. For now, we just need to be mindful, as you say, and let due process take its course. I think that's important. I can say that I certainly believe the community can rest easier. There is no doubt about that. The person that we are alleging is responsible for these very, very serious crimes is sitting in a police cell. So I think that is a good thing for the community. But again, we just need to let the court process play out and certainly have a chat down the track. That would be great.
All right, Brett. So for those people with still having photographs on their Facebook feeds and getting cranky with friends that is telling them to please take it down, what would you say? Would you say, yes, please do take those photos down?
Yes, I would say, and social media is a beast, as we know, and it's difficult to grapple with, and it grows like wildfire. But what I would say, if you are serious about supporting the police and the process, and certainly this brave, beautiful little girl, then I would take it down and let the process play out. Mm. They're very important.
All right.
Which a lot of people were getting that confused with showing passion. It's like, no. Your passion is a good conviction.
Exactly.
And I appreciate the passion, absolutely. But what I would say, if you're not going to do it for the police, do it for the family and respect for the process, because I would hate to see anything jeopardise future court proceedings. Absolutely. That would just be terrible.
Brett, again, congrats to our boys and girls in blue. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. And, we look forward to seeing how this plays out.
Thank you very much. And again, you're a great representative of the community, so we'll appreciate that. I'll pass on to the troops. They have done a great job. I'm a very proud commander, and we appreciate the support again of yourselves and the entire Hunter community. Thank you.
Well done, Brett. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you all. See you later.
There's Commander of Newcastle City Police District Superintendent Brett Greentree. What a lovely speaker.
Oh,
and we can only hope that little beautiful, brave little soul is definitely, you know, getting all that support she desperately needs.
And from a social media, for Tanya and I, social media point of view and a show point of view, enough people know us how much we really think and want to say.
Oh, of course.
But
we will.
But we won't.
No.
Because it'll impede. So, everyone needs to know, if you know us well enough, what we really think.
And take the photos down,
please.
The names down.
Please
and
do.
Just, let's all just calm down a little bit and let this take due process.
Otherwise, it could work in favours that we don't want it to go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Tanya and Steve, this is KUFM.
You know, Tanya, I'll be honest with you, a little bit of a closet Michael Jackson fan, and occasionally I'll have a bit of Michael Jackson on, but I'm not one to cruise around with him on. But there's one favourite song of mine that he does, or did, and they did it last night on The Voice with Kelly and Sam.
Yes.
The Looper.
Yes.
Have a listen to this.
And he went on to win The Voice, Sam Perry, The Looper. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, what a crazy night. Crazy night.
Now, mate, is there anything, is it just The Looper? Is that what you're going to become, The Looper?
Look, I'm getting all sorts.
Right.
I am a vocal loop artist for sure.
Yep.
I'll be whatever the people want me to be at the moment, as long as I'm proud of what I'm doing and I'm different, then I'm happy, and you can call me whatever you like.
As long as they buy a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, they are at the moment. They certainly are buying those tickets.
Well, Sam, it was a controversial win. It was a controversial journey. Even this morning, we were just discussing it, actually, on Twitter, very divided on whether or not you should have won a pure singing competition. It doesn't matter now because you're the winner. And what does it mean to you? What will this do for your career, do you think?
I mean, you know, I'm excited to get out live and play shows. I love entertaining, and I think that comes across. I love, before this show, I'd never actually done a cover in my life. All my music was original. So my first ever cover was when Doves Cry at the Blind Auditions, because I had to do a cover to come into the show. There were guidelines and rules to make the show, and I played by those rules. Obviously, lots of controversy because I'm using a loop machine. But, you know, it is what it is. And there's been an overwhelming amount of people voting for me. And I think it's important to be different. I think it's important to think outside the box and push the boundaries and what we can do. And I just represent that usual Australian kid that's sitting at home and has an idea and doesn't know what to do with it, you know. I just started this thing at home in my little study just because I wanted to try it. I never thought I'd be sitting here, you know, winning $100,000 and then a universal contract just like that. So,
mate, regardless of the universal contract, which is great, but I'm getting a sense that there's going to be a lot more between you and Kelly as time rolls on. She seems to be right in your corner and wants a piece of it.
There certainly is, yeah. She's more of a mate, like, now. Yeah. It started as, when I first met her, I was quite nervous, but now, like, if I'm doing a sound check or something, if she's not in the room, I'm like, where's Kelly?
Yeah.
You know, like, I want her there, because she's in my corner, and she's actually already introduced me to some really big people, and I'll be flying out to LA soon to push meetings.
Mm. Get that
and,
sense.
You know, but at the same time, I'm not going to forget where I came from, you know, it's those underground clubs and bars where I've been cutting my teeth doing hip hop and drum and bass and vocal loop sets, and I'm going to go straight back there. Just this time I'm going to sell them out, you know, and go back to doing what I love doing, and that's playing sets to local crowds.
Well, you are a true artist, and having started the way you did, and to have this, it's really just a launch pad for you now to gain more attention. It's just fabulous, and we're very happy for you. But those commitments, like, is there already a schedule of where you have to go, and is Newcastle on the list?
Look, there's definitely schedules rolling out. Like today's schedule, for example, is phenomenal. I haven't been to bed yet, so I'm just processing all this. So to be honest, it hasn't even set in that I've won.
Yeah,
And I keep saying, and I keep, you know, starting to get stick for it a little bit, saying I never came here to compete. I came here to try to get a few more followers so a few more people would come to my shows. And here I am talking to you guys, you know, this morning. So, yeah, look, I've actually performed in Newcastle before, I think a couple of times. I've toured Australia 4 times.
Oh, yeah, Sam, 10-year-old, mate, yeah. The club. Yeah, we were there, mate. Don't worry about that. We loved you.
Yeah, we were there. Yeah, now you'll know. Now you'll know when I come back through this time. So.
Absolutely.
But I've been making my money through music for the last 6 years and really pushing it and struggling with it. So this time I come back through and yeah, hopefully you guys will come.
Well, Sam, congratulations, mate. You're more than a genius musically. You're just like Ed Sheeran. Because of what you do, you don't have to tour in a bus with a stinking band. So all the money will go to you. You're a genius.
Thanks. I mean, he's cheating because he's using a guitar.
Okay. All right, then.
Put on you, Sam. Enjoy the journey, enjoy the ride, and enjoy your newfound fame and wealth.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for your time.
There's Sam Perry, the winner of The Voice. He's so likable.
Yeah, he's a likable guy. And how passionate does he sound with you guys after no sleep?
There was a chat with the parents last night, and then I really had a new appreciation for him, though. Like, he'd been tapping since he was 3.
Yeah.
He's like, he deserves it.
Yeah, completely.
Yep, it's Tanya and Steve, KUFM morning.